It's Sunday, June 7th, 2026. This is the Rate Harp Morning Brief. Rates today as of June 7th, 2026, the Canadian mortgage landscape presents a mix of fixed and variable rates that buyers and investors must navigate with care. The current rate for a 5-year fixed mortgage is set at 4.73%, while the 3-year fixed rate sits slightly lower at 4.59%. In contrast, the 5-year variable rate is available at a more attractive 3.55%. This disparity between fixed and variable rates suggests a potential strategy for borrowers weighing their options. Understanding the implications of these rates is crucial. Fixed rates provide certainty in terms of monthly payments over the loan term, shielding borrowers from fluctuations in interest rates. Conversely, the lower variable rate could lead to cost savings in the short term, especially if rates remain stable or decline. However, borrowers must also consider the potential for future increases in variable rates, which could offset these initial savings. In the current market, the choice between fixed and variable rates hinges on individual risk tolerance and long-term financial goals. Additionally, the stress test rate is currently set at 6.73%, which means that all borrowers must qualify based on this rate, regardless of the actual mortgage rate they secure. This requirement can significantly impact purchasing power, especially for first-time buyers or those with tighter budgets. Ultimately, the decision on which mortgage type to pursue should align with both financial stability and market outlook. Bank of Canada and bond yields. The policy backdrop from the Bank of Canada continues to evolve, with recent discussions suggesting a potential adjustment in interest rates due to rising inflation concerns. The Government of Canada, GOCE, bond yields are also a critical factor in this equation. Currently, the 5-year GOCE yield stands at 3.08%, while the 3-year yield is slightly lower at 2.89%. These yields are essential indicators of market sentiment and future interest rate movements. When bond yields increase, it often translates into higher fixed mortgage rates, as lenders look to maintain profitability against the backdrop of increased borrowing costs. If the Bank of Canada decides to raise rates, we could see a further tightening in the mortgage market, particularly affecting those seeking fixed-rate loans. The current yields suggest that the market is anticipating some upward pressure on rates, which could affect mortgage pricing in the near term. The relationship between bond yields and mortgage rates is a key dynamic that borrowers must monitor closely as they make financial decisions. This transmission from bond yields to mortgage pricing is not always immediate, but it is a critical factor for borrowers to consider. As the Bank of Canada navigates inflationary pressures, potential rate hikes could arrive sooner than expected, impacting both fixed and variable rate borrowers. Those looking to secure financing might want to act strategically, either locking in fixed rates now or considering variable options if they believe rates will stabilize in the near term. Housing market. The Canadian housing market is experiencing a period of adjustment, with various regions reacting differently to economic conditions. Recent headlines indicate a mixed bag of performance across cities, with some areas seeing increased demand while others are facing a slowdown. For instance, the Calgary real estate market is showing signs of robust activity, driven by a surge in demand for certain neighborhoods, while Vancouver is experiencing a notable decline in condo sales. In Calgary, the Fathom Journal's update highlights a growing interest in 5 particular neighborhoods, reflecting a trend where buyers are increasingly selective. This demand is likely fueled by a combination of lifestyle changes and the search for more affordable housing options in desirable areas. The rising popularity of townhomes over condos, as reported by the Toronto Star, further underscores a shift in buyer preferences, moving towards more spacious, suburban living arrangements. Conversely, the Vancouver housing market is grappling with challenges. A recent report indicates that home sales in the Vancouver area dropped by 3.5% in May, particularly affecting the condo market. This decline may suggest that potential buyers are holding back, either due to affordability concerns or uncertainty surrounding future market conditions. As prices in the region remain high, buyers are increasingly looking for alternatives, which could further influence market dynamics. Regional roundup. As we take a closer look at regional markets across Canada, it's clear that local conditions are shaping the landscape in unique ways. In Calgary, the heightened demand for specific neighborhoods is creating a competitive environment, with buyers eager to secure properties before prices rise further. This trend is particularly evident in areas that are seeing new developments and amenities, making them attractive to families and young professionals alike. In Edmonton, the market remains vibrant, with standout properties attracting attention. A $2.4 million home featuring a private courtyard and a unique bathtub exemplifies the luxury segment's resilience, indicating that high-end buyers are still active despite broader market fluctuations. This contrasts with the more restrained activity seen in other areas, showcasing the diversity of demand within the province. In British Columbia, the recent shifts in employment dynamics are contributing to the housing narrative. As employment in BC experiences a shift following months of declines, this may influence buyer confidence and spending power. Additionally, the government's initiatives aimed at assisting first-time buyers in BC could play a pivotal role in stabilizing the market as more individuals seek to enter the housing market amid rising costs. Across Canada, the conversation around public transit and affordability is also gaining traction. Vancouver's City Council is advocating for more accessible transit options for low-income residents, which could enhance the appeal of certain neighborhoods and influence housing demand in the long run. These regional nuances are essential for buyers and investors to consider as they navigate the complexities of the Canadian housing market, what it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current mortgage rate environment presents both challenges and opportunities. With fixed rates nearing 5%, it is essential to carefully evaluate financial situations and long-term goals. Those considering variable rates may benefit from the current lower rates, but must remain vigilant about potential future increases. Buyers should also stay informed about regional market trends, as localized dynamics can significantly impact property values and availability. Sellers in today's market must be strategic. With varying demand across regions, pricing homes appropriately will be crucial. In high-demand areas like Calgary, sellers may find themselves in a favorable position, while those in slower markets like Vancouver may need to adjust expectations and marketing strategies to attract buyers. Highlighting unique property features and ensuring homes are well presented will be key in a competitive landscape. For brokers, understanding the evolving market dynamics is paramount. Keeping abreast of changes in mortgage rates and bond yields will enable brokers to provide informed advice to clients. Additionally, brokers should be proactive in educating buyers and sellers about the potential impacts of interest rate changes and regional market trends. This knowledge will not only enhance client relationships, but also position brokers as trusted advisors in an ever-changing market.